रूपं तस्याकजौरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवासिनीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिकामाधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतिकृतया श्रीगुरुतं नतोऽस्मि वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च विभागेभ्यैव च पतितानां नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यं गौरस्य हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जनपते गोपेश गोपिका राधा कन्दन सप्त कंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे I'm glad to come here in Sri Radha Govinda Gauriya Math. I'm also very much glad that all the devotees, we went to preach everywhere in England in cyclic order, and again we are coming, returning here, and so many devotees gathered everywhere. They honored Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They also honored Harinam Sankirtan. Our Sankirtan movement was so good, so sweet, that everyone liked it. All danced doing Harinam Sankirtan this moment. So I think that as my preaching was good and successful in Holland, or preaching in England also is so successful. I know that here we are all devotees. So I want to tell something. The process in which we can develop our Krishna consciousness, this is the main object of the life and all our devotional actions, activities. So, you all know that worldly sense gratifications and collecting wealth so much will not make us happy in this world. It is a real truth. Also we know that we are not this physical body. And anything for the sense gratification we will collect, they cannot make us happy. So we are going to tell something from the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were in the heart of Srila Raghunath Goswami. He has collected much more for Sarup Damodar, and he has also collected from Arupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And he is writing some slokes for the benefit of conditional souls who have some Shraddha. Shraddha means? Shraddha. And those who want to develop this Shraddha into real bhakti, real love and affection for Krishna. So I am not going to tell all these things, which are for general persons. I am only going to tell something, process, which he discovered from all the teachings of his superiors. And he is not telling to others, but he is telling to his mind only. O mind, not all you, you should see. Because all the Mahabhagavat, they see that all are superior to me. And they are engaged in the service of his divine couple with divine affection and love. So they will not tell anything to others. In this vision of Narada Goswami, Kans was serving to Krishna. So much serving. If Kans was no there, no Bhagavatam at all. So he is serving. If no Jagai Madai serving, then no one can know and realize the glory of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one could have known that name is so powerful that it can change even a terrible person. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is not telling to others, but to his mind. But we should know that this all the teachings of Srila Raghunath Goswami were for of us, the conditioned souls. Having some Shraddha, if they have no Shraddha, they cannot take all these things. There are so many kinds of devotees. They can be told as a devotee from beginners and to last Bhava Bhakta, but all are sadhana. Like a student, those not learned even to write A and B, but having some red books with some photos and going to school, they are also a student. And those who are studying in MA graduation classes, they are also a student. So all are a student. Beginning from Shraddha to Bhav Avastha. So, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling that if you have Shraddha, then you can hear. Otherwise, no effect will be on your heart. So, there are so many devotees. So, it has a strong faith on bhakti. It means that a strong faith on Guru, a strong faith on devotee. If no strong faith, then don't listen, because it will not affect. And those who have a strong faith on his Guru, Vaishnavas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitanya, then you should listen and try to develop accordingly. So you are going to. So, we are going to explain the first slow. And we should try to listen very patiently and carefully and try to observe all this. Otherwise we cannot advance. The teachings are not secretary. It is not for this party and not for that party. No party at all. For all those who want to
make
progress and to serve Radha and Krishna and to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is for them. So you should not type only in your records, here in black records, but try to take it in your computer. Very big and very endless computer is here. Krishna has given automatic. Try to use this computer, this Skype, that can be broken? That can be... But this is very viswasyogya.
Faithful.
This is... This will never cheat us. Sira, Raghunath Das Goswami has written this slok from very heart of the core of the heart. And only the realized souls will understand. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a realized soul and he was Rupanuga Vaishnava in the line of Rupa and Raghunath. So he has given some lines, outlines to understand this. And I am also giving explanation in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What he has told, I have explained. Gurau Gushthe Gushtha Laisu Sujane Bhu Surugane Swamantre Sinamne Prajijuvatanda Sarane Sada Dambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitam Aye Swanta Bhata Chatubhirate Chatubhijate Dhitipada Dhitapada. O my Abodhman, foolish mind, you don't know anything. So, you should listen. I'm telling for your benefit. So you should listen very carefully and try to observe and try to be established in these lines. Each word has so deep meaning. We shall only remember, but don't try to go in deep, then we cannot follow. He is telling, not ordering. He is not going to control mind. With very love and affection, calling his like very bosom friends out like brothers, younger brothers. I am giving my hands and head to your lotus feet, O mind, but you don't know. I am telling you. I am requesting you that you should give up dambham. You should give dambham. I will explain further what is called dambham. And then give up your all kinds of dumps. You should have very faith and honor, and you should try to follow them unconditionally, being surrendered to their lotus feet. First, in the lotus feet of Gurudev, you have so much honor for. Rati. Rati means bhav or rati. Priti. In Brajadham. Goshthe. Goshthe means Brajadham. I will also explain all these things. Brajavasi. Those who
live in Braj.
In Braja. By their soul, by their mind, and by their body. If bodily but not mentally and heartily, they are not Vrajavasi. But those who are not living by bodily but mentally, they are there, they may be accepted as Vrajavasi. But first class Vrajavasi, bodily, by mind, by soul, everything. Vaishnava Jana, those who are Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava, we should always try to follow them, to honor them. If you are not honoring them, you are derailed. You will be derailed. We are derailed. So, if he will not do this, then he will never come online. We are devils, actually. Brahmana, who are living in Braja, and they are Brahmins, but they are also following Varnashram Dharma. Varnashram Dharma, you know, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and they are proud of that I am Brahmin. And they worship all the gods, and Krishna also in the same line. So we should also have some honor for them. We have so much honor for our mantra, what Guru has given us, what he has given mantra. Therefore, going beyond the endless ocean of birth and death, sorrow and suffering, and after that, it will give some relation and attract to Krishna. And then Bhagavan Nam, himself Krishna, himself Sri Radhika, no difference at all. And you should honor and try to have affection to Navakishor Kishori. Who is Navakishor Kishori?
Divine Kapoor.
New in second. New. Srimati Radhika asked his Sakhi that who is he? I have never seen him. Lalita told that you have coming from the lap of that person and you are seeing, telling that who is he? I have never seen. So yes. This is the character of this divine love. So Krishna is saying in new. When we are going by car or by cycle or by on foot, a beautiful person or beautiful lady is coming, Kishori is coming. We try to go, some thought that we should go and look. No? And then we'll see that beautiful thing, lady or leda, anything.
Lady or leda.
Something. Then you will never look after. Wow. But Krishna is so beautiful. New and new become.
He
will never be old. Never. Anyone who will see Radhika and Krishna, especially Krishna when the threefold playing on his floor with so melody, anyone cannot give up. So we should do so much nirantarjamayi,
continuously,
like a honey is given from there, and a link from up to bottom. No
gap.
No gap. Our bhakti should be like that in all these things. If lacking any one of these, then take anyone not is there. If had no honor for Gurudev, you cannot have anyone. If you have not any of them, then any of them are not there. Each have linked together. If you are doing so much service to your Gurudev, Radha, Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Sri Dham, everything, but if you are against Vaishnavas, then what will be? It will ruin everything. So he is telling. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the meaning of this. I have told in general the meaning. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas should follow this. If they are not following, they are not Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They are not even by lot of fortune. From previous
first birth impressions,
we can have some shraddha. What shraddha? It should be related to Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If it is not related to them, then it is not shraddha. Gurudev is worshipable because he gives this link. He helps. If he not helps and he creates trouble, he should be given at once. Any devotee who is telling that I am devotee, pure devotee, but you cannot go in any better association, then he is not bona fide Vaishnava. So if there is a shraddha to serve Krishna and Radha, to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Baldev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they should hear all these things. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that those who are out of all kinds of honors, all kinds of offenses, and giving the relation with Krishna to all jivas, conditioned souls, and he should be Bhagavata. That is called Diksha Guru, who gives relation to all conditioned souls, that your relation with Krishna is permanent and you should serve. He is called Diksha Guru, and he is Bhagavat Saru. And those who, in the same line, in the same rank, give him, what is the process of serving Guru, Vaishnava, Hari, how to chant names, these are called Siksha Guru. They are both in the same category, like Rupa and Sanatana, Siksha Guru and Siksha. Not quarreling between them. This is my kingdom, this is my kingdom, you cannot come to this life. My kingdom, and he will tell that this is my kingdom. No, not like this. So both are in the same line, so we should try to serve them from core of the heart. Gurudev has been called in all shastras, all epics, that is Sakshathariprena. Sakshathari. But possessing the quality of Hari. But yet his servant is not himself Vishaya Vigraha Krishna. He gets the service of Krishna and Radha. And having all the qualities of Krishna, like Krishna, he is the embodiment of Krishna mercy. So we should not take him like he is a general man, human body like us. We should see that he has descended by the order of Krishna to help us. He should be honored. Brajadham, what is the meaning of Brajadham? To honor Gokul, where Krishna took birth, Vrindavan, Nandagaon, Barsana, Javar, Govardhan, Shyamkund, Radhakund, where the pastimes of Krishna is going eternally. These are all called Brajadham. We should honor. If we can go not there, we can honor by mind. if you want to have that prema. Because that prema always lives in Vrindavan, not anywhere else. So, they are so much connected to each other that they cannot be divided. Here he has told that we should have rati, that if anyone is telling that all the shastras, all the epics, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is telling that we should do bhajan. Only shastras are telling that you should do bhajan. So, anywhere we can live and do bhajan, what is the benefit to be in Vrindavan only and to serve and to chant and to remember? You know, Vrindavan has a special power. He is like Krishna. So you should not tell like this. You should have honor. If you cannot live by body there, you should live there by mind. And try to honor always. When I will go to Vrindavan, when I will go to and see and realize what is Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunath Pade, Rupa Raghunath Haide Akuti Kabe Ami Bhuja Vase Jugala Priti. And up before, Vishaya Charya Kabe Shuddha Vayaman Kabe Ami Hera Vishri Vrindavan. All are telling that. So you will have also that same mood. When I will go to Vrindavan, when I will see, when Vrindavan will mercifully and manifest, and we will go to Vrindavan. When we will go to Ter Kadamba, when we will go to Bansi Bhatta, when we will see Bandir Bhatta, when we will go to Gopishwar Mahadev, and all other places as Krishna has done so many marvelous and sweet pastimes. I will go to Govardhan and do parikrama, to whom he lifted down his what finger?
Little finger.
Then Brajavasijan. What Brajavasijan? Those who live in Vrindavan, Brajmandal. And they have so much love, affection, like Nanda Baba Yashoda. Like gopis, living by body, mind and soul, and serving Radha and Krishna both jugal, they are Vrajavasi. Like Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunatha are Vrajavasi. Those who live in Vrindavan but they have no any relation with Krishna, shopping, rakshawala, murdering each other, and making Lakshmi, well, by hook and crook, cheating Vaishnavas, they are not Vrajavasi. So, Shuddha Vaishnava, those who have given up all our bhog, sense gratification, bhog, and moksha also. And what to tell moksha? Even Vaikunthavas, who live in Vaikuntha, they have given up. And what to tell about Vaikunthavas? They don't want to live in Golok, Dwarka, Mathura. They only want to be in Vrindavan and to serve Radha and Krishna only. They are Uttam Bhagavat. Uttam Bhagavat, you know? Uttam Bhagavat means?
First class devotee.
Mahabhagavata. Bhagavata. Without their mercy, we cannot enter in prema bhakti, araganuga bhakti. I am a bona fide sadachari brahmin. I am a Vaishnava devotee. I know everything tattva. So I am bona fide devotee. I am not less than anyone. I can control everyone. That should not be treated as Vaishnava. Uttam Adhikari cannot tell like this. He will be so humble, so generous, and Trinadapi Sunich. You know Trinadapi Sunich. More generous, humble than gracious. This is right. You should not tell that I am Pakka Vaishnava. You should not tell. You should not have this. This is like a dambha. You will have to give up. This is called a dambha. So we should have so much priti to Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, and all those who are living there, and who were living, everyone should be honored by us. No party feeling that he is in my group, he is in my group, he is in my group. Don't live like this. Give up all these things. These are dambha. So Raghunath Das Goswami said that. Give up that dambha.